Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, and today we're taking a look at the minor prophets of the Old Testament and asking God to speak to us through His Word. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to Day 21 of the Minor Prophets. As we continue our study in Amos, today's devotion is titled, Wonderful Promises. Adoniram Judson once said, "The future is as bright as the promises of God." Our text today is from Amos chapter 9, verses 1 through 15. "I saw the Lord standing beside the altar, and He said, 'Strike the capitals until the thresholds shake, and shatter them on the heads of all the people. And those who are left of them I will kill with the sword. Not one of them shall flee away. Not one of them shall escape. If they dig into Sheol, from there shall my hand take them. If they climb up to heaven, from there I will bring them down. If they hide themselves on the top of Carmel, from there I will search them out and take them. If they hide from my sight at the bottom of the sea, there I will command the serpent, and it shall bite them. And if they go into captivity before their enemies, there I will command the sword, and it shall kill them. And I will fix my eyes upon them for evil and not for good. The Lord God of hosts, He who touches the earth and it melts, and all who dwell in it mourn, and all of it rises like the Nile and sinks again like the Nile of Egypt, who builds His upper chambers in the heavens and founds His vaults upon the earth, who calls for the waters of the sea and pours them out upon the surface of the earth. The Lord is His name. Are you not like the Cushites to me, O people of Israel? Declares the Lord. Did I not bring up Israel from the land of Egypt, and the Philistines from Kaphtor, and the Syrians from Kir? Behold, the eyes of the Lord God are upon the sinful kingdom, and I will destroy it from the surface of the ground, except that I will not utterly destroy the house of Jacob, declares the Lord. For behold, I will command and shake the house of Israel among all the nations as one shakes with a sieve, but no pebble shall fall to the earth. All the sinners of my people shall die by the sword, who say, 'Disaster shall not overtake or meet us.' In that day, I will raise up the booth of David that is fallen, and repair its breaches, and raise up its ruins, and rebuild it as in the days of old, that they may possess the remnant of Edom and all the nations who are called by my name, declares the Lord who does this. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes him who sows the seeds. The mountains shall drip sweet wine, and all the hills shall flow with it. I will restore the fortunes of my people Israel, and they shall rebuild the ruined cities and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and drink their wine, and they shall make gardens and eat their fruit. I will plant them on their land, and they shall never again be uprooted out of the land that I have given them, says the Lord your God." The last chapter of Amos has one final vision and five promises. The final vision is the altar falling on people. Amos sees the Lord standing by the altar. Regardless of anyone's educated opinion as to which altar this is, altars in Scripture are places of sacrifice and worship. As Israel would gather for this hypocritical worship, God would carry out His plan of judgment. He would destroy the nation, either by the fallen doorpost or with His sword. That's from verse 1. Verse 2 states that some will seek to run and hide. However, no one will escape God's judgment. This is a great lesson for today's culture, where many people sin because they think somehow they'll get away with it. But the Bible clearly states in Numbers chapter 32, verse 23, "Be sure your sin will find you out." Amos concludes his prophecy with five promises in the last five verses, 11 through 15. In verse 11, God promises to raise David's tabernacle, which was ruined. God will restore the nation of Israel under Davidic rule. A second promise is found in verse 12. God will possess the remnant of Edom and all the nations called by his name. James Draper clarifies this promise. We need to understand that nearly every nation has had an antagonistic enemy. For Israel, it had been Edom, its nearest neighbor. The people of Edom had betrayed Israel, and through sabotage and fraud, had opposed God and his people. Edom stood for the opposite of all that was godly and holy, the curse of sin, the power of evil against the purposes of God. When Amos spoke of Edom's overthrow, he thought of the complete crushing of all opposition to God. He envisioned a coming time when rebellion against God would no longer exist. God makes a third promise in verse 13. The plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes him who sows the seeds. The mountains shall drip sweet wine, and all the hills shall flow with it. This promise is directly connected to the final two promises. In verse 14, the fortunes of Israel will be restored. In verse 15, Israel will be planted back in their land and never uprooted again. Warren Wiersbe concludes his commentary on Amos with this explanation of the final three promises. Amos ends his prophecy with the wonderful promise that Israel shall be planted, protected, and never again pulled up from her land, says the Lord your God. Your God. What a great encouragement for the Jews to know that in spite of their unbelief, their God will be faithful to keep his covenant promises. Our history records Jerusalem as being destroyed in 70 AD. The restoration that Amos saw was forever and permanent. You cannot understand these last three promises outside of the teachings of the New Testament. One day, in the future, Jesus will establish his reign as king. Israel will be restored forever, and the devil will be finally and thoroughly defeated. What a day that will be! When my Jesus I shall see, and I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace, when he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day, that will be. Some questions to consider. How does the final vision of death and destruction at an altar of worship strike you? How do the five promises of God give you hope and encouragement? And finally, what takeaways from this study of Amos can you apply to your walk with God? Thank you so much for joining us. Have a great day.